Tomorrow night will be the season finale on NBC for the season of Last Comic Standing, which NBC's website actually calls a lively laugh fest. I'm guessing the person who wrote that was not a comic and or probably wasn't standing at the time. Our friend Kathleen Madigan has been serving as one of the judges on this season of Last Comic Standing and joins us now here on KMOX. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good. How are things at the Lively Laugh Fest?
You know what? I'm actually heading right over there as we speak for rehearsal, so I would be able to tell you when I get there. I assume they're very lively, even at rehearsal.
Now, you actually included people from around the world in this. It wasn't just American comedians, right?
It was not. It was people from London and Sydney, and I don't really think Canada's another country, but they like to think they are. So we'll count Canada, too.
Were there people up north of the border who were doing that American versus Canada comedy?
They don't even know they're a country. We have to tell them they're Canadian. I was like, do you really count Canada? I mean, I know it's another country, but their comedy is the same. Like,
yeah.
Their comedians are at the same festivals in the United States that I'm at.
Right. And you've performed in Montreal, right, at the big comedy festival there?
Yeah, Montreal and London and Australia.
What is it like when you go to London and Australia? Although everybody speaks pretty much the same language, is it still different?
Yeah, well, you have to go find another comedian and sit in the back room and go, okay, do you understand the following words? And then they'll tell you, I'm like, okay, do you guys have CNN? Okay, check. Do you have ESPN? Check. You know, but what's crazy is they all know about us, but we don't know crap about the rest of the world. Further proof that we actually are ruling the world.
Right. When you're at the top of the heap, you don't have to worry about that.
Exactly. We don't have to know what the hell they're doing on their crazy Sky News.
So did any comedians from other parts of the world get to the final three tomorrow night?
Well, Jerry D, the Canadian, he got eliminated last week, but he was the final three. Tomorrow night, there's only two left.
Oh, we're down to two.
Yeah, Lavelle from St. Louis and John Reap, the country guy from North or South Carolina. I can't remember.
Did you know Lavelle, being both of you from St. Louis?
Oh, yeah, I knew him. I mean, and I think he's very funny. I knew him before the thing started. There were a lot of St. Louis people that made it to the semifinals. But I don't get, after the semifinals, I get a vote, but I don't really get to pick. The network and the producers pick more. Like, Greg Warren made it, Andy Smith made it, Tommy Jonigan, and Lavelle. So that's four.
Nice.
Out of 32? Yeah, we were looking pretty, and I wasn't doing that because, you know, I'm from there. I mean, there were a lot of comics from Kansas City that I was pulling for, but they just weren't good enough.
Now,
and St. Louis, actually.
Now, since you've been on the show and been on the road longer than some of these guys have, and you were on the show a couple of seasons ago as a contestant yourself, did they come to you for advice?
Yeah, they were all asking. And I'm like, you know what? You just got to figure out how to be funny in 2 minutes and 4 minute sets. And that's not as easy as it sounds. Because a lot of comedians were like, well, 2 minutes isn't long enough. I said, well, if you're on Letterman, you're only doing 5 minutes. What are you going to do, suck for two and look at Dave and go, oh, it's going to get a lot funnier in a minute? you gotta do it the first time.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not just me. I mean, yes, I'm a talent scout, and I can say yes or no, but there's also producers and directors and, you know, network people. I can't say yes if you're horrible.
Right.
You know, I can't just go, well, trust me, I know he's funny in a club.
Yeah.
You know?
If you had 37 minutes, this guy would kill!
Exactly. Because you know what? What's sad is there are quite a few comics that I think, that I know that would be the case, but who's going to, you know, some network executive is not going to take my word for it.
Right. Right.
And nor do I want him to, because when the show gets moving and rolling along, it is 4 minutes. You have to be able to do that.
Yep. Are you going to be performing on the finale tomorrow night?
No, because I performed last week.
Uh-huh.
Which, because we have to be, like, sitting there and acting like judges. So it would be weird if, like, the judge just jumped up and performed for no reason.
And it's you, you and Alonzo and Ant, right?
Uh-huh.
And did you have the discussion about which one was going to be the crazy Paula Abdul judge?
I think Ant already kind of had that locked up just by his natural personality.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I'm going to be the voice of reason. You two can do whatever the hell you want to do.
Uh-huh.
Ant's like a drama queen. And Alonzo was kind of quiet. Like, they kind of, I don't know. He didn't say a lot. So Ant and I kind of picked up the slack.
It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. Paul Harris talking with Kathleen Madigan from St. Louis, moved to L.A., hit it big on the comedy circuit, and now is one of the judges on Last Comic Standing, which is coming to its season finale tomorrow night. Kathleen was one of the comedians competing on that show a couple of years ago. And now that you've had a season as a judge, are you going to be coming back in some capacity next season?
I don't know what their plans are. I mean, if they ask me to come back, if that's the format they choose again, I would probably do it. Maybe if I had a little raise, that'd be real nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I had a lot of fun.
What has the show done for you? Because you were already, you know, a nationally known touring comedian.
Well, I was known to by people that really like comedy, but, like, even before I did Last Comic Standing, I'd been on The Tonight Show, like, 8 times and Letterman, like, 5 times. Nobody in the airport recognizes me from Letterman or Leno. It's always Last Comic Standing because it's in primetime television. You're like reaching a whole audience of people that don't normally watch comedy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stay up for Letterman and Leno, and they don't watch Comedy Central.
So
for
does that take your career to a new level of where
you perform
or what you can do?
Then you sell more tickets, and then you make more money, and then the Indians call and ask you to work at their casinos. That's the best. I'm trying to marry into a tribe. That's my goal at the end of the year.
Get a little cut of that casino money, right?
I'd like to be the second last Mohican standing. the Mohican tribe.
Well, the good news for you there is you would be getting back some of the money you've invested in the casinos through the years.
Exactly. How much money I've lost at those Indian casinos, it's not even speakable. But I do get it back by performing at them.
And has anybody said, you know what, we want Kathleen in our movie?
Not yet, but we're working on it. We're always working on it. I have to stay home more because I'm always on the road, so then they're like, oh, she's out of town. Like, I need to be in town a little bit more.
Just to go to auditions and that sort of stuff?
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
You can't say, well, we want her, but she's in Omaha. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what else are you up to these days?
Now this is over tomorrow, so I'm going back out on the road. I'm coming to St. Louis in November to Ameristar, which for 2 shows on November 8th, so that'll be fun. And I'm going to Minnesota, you know, back out on the road for a while because I haven't really been, I've been doing this wrapped up with the TV show, so.
Yeah.
I know your
St. Louis roots are still there, so you must be sick about the Cardinals season.
Terrible. Absolutely awful. Every day I go to the ESPN standings and just weep quietly as I watch us plummet further and further into the basement.
Yeah.
Because I always have eternal hope, and I've been arguing with another comic who's a Mets fan. And I said, just wait till September because we're like Shaquille O'Neal of baseball. We don't really play till it matters. And we didn't really pull it out this time.
Yeah, that wait till September thing didn't work out so much.
Right, and I do Tony La Russa's ARF benefit that he does. Like, it's for Animal Rescue Foundation. And he is so nice. Like, I didn't know him. Like, and then I did his thing, and it was like, now I really extra want them to win because he's really nice.
Would you be sad if he left after this season? Because the rumor mill is starting up on that.
Yeah, I would be very sad. He probably wants to go home to his nice house in Oakland, though, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all good things must come to an end. Maybe they can get somebody young and new, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know who's out there.
That's the way we would have to look at it.
Well, he's 62, so we wouldn't be looking at somebody older.
Right, exactly.
Well, what's Tommy Lasorda doing these days? I don't think he made that phone call.
Where's Red Chaney's, by God? Get him back out here.
Yeah, I'd say it's going to come down to Red or Whitey. I think those are the only two if Tony goes.
Yeah, but yes, it has been. And the Rams are 0-2. That's terrible.
Oh, I know.
Come on, what's happening? Because I actually prefer football over baseball, and I live and die by those Rams, and it's just terrible.
Now, speaking of football, since you live in L.A., I always hear these stories about the NFL considering wanting to put a team back there. But that city doesn't care about the NFL, does it?
But you know what? That's not true. When the Raiders were here, I would go. I went quite a few times, and it is kind of like a giant gang meeting, but it was still fun. I mean, and they sold out. I mean, they would care about football because they sell out the Laker and the Clipper games. And, I mean, the Clippers used to be terrible, and those were sold, the basketball, and those sold out.
But maybe it's a basketball city and not a football city. You're not getting 75,000 people into a Clippers game.
They would, It's just that, I don't know, the NFL just doesn't want to come here. I don't understand why.
Well, I think they've tried it twice, and it hasn't worked.
But they were selling tickets. It wasn't about that. It wasn't about the lack of attendance, I swear to God. It must have been about a new stadium or something like that. It might have been about a new stadium. because every time I went to Raiders games, they were completely sold out.
Well, I think maybe that's just about Al Davis and his ego.
Yeah, Al Davis is a weirdo. I mean, I see him in baggage claim all the time here, and it's like 150 degrees, and he has a fur coat on and Elvis sunglasses. I mean, he's a weirdo. He's a crazy person. And it's like, that guy shouldn't be in charge, you know, but he is.
The good news, of course, there is that you still get more football coming in on Sunday afternoons because you have no home game.
And I get to see a lot of the Rams because they used to be here. So, like, remember when they kept showing Cardinal games long after the Cardinals left in St. Louis?
Yes.
They're still showing Rams games. So as long as I'm kind of rooting for L.A. not to get a team, because as long as we don't have one, they'll keep showing the Rams.
There you go. You can still see your hometown team.
Exactly. It's like the most fortunate move that you can go to if you're a football fan. If your team has to leave, then you need to follow them.
Pretty cool.
I have followed them to Los Angeles.
All right, let me get the promotion in here for tomorrow night. 8 o'clock Central will be the big season finale of Last Comic Standing. You have a favorite of these two?
Well, yes. I laugh at them both, but I do laugh harder at Lavelle.
That's not just the St. Louis bias coming out?
Honest to God, it's not, because there were a lot of St. Louis people that didn't make it. You know, he just, especially in person, is absolutely hilarious. John is better if you get to see John for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you see Lavelle for a 20-minute set, oh, my God.
Does it matter? Both of these guys are going to be famous, and they're going to make more money on the road now, aren't they?
It doesn't, yeah. It doesn't. I kept telling all the comics as they were getting eliminated, they'd all be so upset. I said, nobody remembers who wins or loses this stuff. Seriously. I mean, and I watched other reality programs. I don't remember who wins. I just remember who I like.
Because you didn't win Last Comic Standing.
No, I didn't win, and I'm selling more tickets than anybody on my season.
There you go.
You know, it doesn't matter. It's just, you get more fans. Now, the grand prize this year is $250,000. That is a big deal. And I think Lavelle's mom lives in Pagedale, I think, like in a house that's kind of older. Like, he wants to buy her a new house.
Yep.
And I think if he won, he would actually do that. Like, he's not just saying that for the camera.
Yeah.
He would totally do that, yeah.
Well, that'd be nice.
So, So I'm crossing my fingers for Lavelle.
All right, well, listen, if you're coming to town in November, come back in the studio. We'll have some fun together.
I will. Thank you, guys.
Always a pleasure having you on. Kathleen Madigan, one of the judges on Last Comic Standing, the big season finale, is tomorrow night. This is the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.